precious love in the world. Although we are always in a rush, yet when the night becomes silent and we have time to meditate, there is always something which will touch our hearts and give us strength. That is love from relatives, friends, lovers. 1. Mother's hands. Night after night, she came to tuck me in, even long after my childhood years. Following her long-standing custom, she leaned down and pushed my long hair out of the way, then kissed my forehead. I don't remember when it first started annoying me, her hands pushing my hair that way. But it did annoy me, for they felt work-worn and rough against my young skin. Finally, one night, I shouted at her, "Don't do that anymore. Your hands are too rough." She didn't say anything in reply, but never again did my mother close out my day with that familiar expression of her love. Time after time, with the passing years, my thoughts returned to that night. By then, I missed my mother's hands, missed her goodnight kiss on my forehead. Sometimes the incident seemed very close, sometimes far away, but always it lurked in the back of my mind. Well, the years have passed, and I'm not a little girl anymore. Mom is in her mid-70s, and those hands I once thought to be so rough are still doing things for me and my family. She's been our doctor, reaching into a medicine cabinet for the remedy to calm a young girl's stomach or soothe a boy's scraped knee. She cooks the best fried chicken in the world, gets stains out of blue jeans like I never could. Now my own children are grown and gone. Mom no longer has Dad, and on special occasions, I find myself drawn next door to spend the night with her. So it was late on Thanksgiving Eve, as I slept in the bedroom of my youth, a familiar hand hesitantly run across my face to brush the hair from my forehead. Then a kiss, ever so gently, touched my brow. In my memory, for the thousandth time, I recall the night my young voice complained, "Don't do that anymore. Your hands are too rough." Catching Mom's hand in hand, I blurted out how sorry I was for that night. I thought she'd remember as I did. But Mom didn't know what I was talking about. She had forgotten and forgiven long ago. That night, I fell asleep with a new appreciation for my gentle mother and her caring hands, and the guilt that I had carried around so long was nowhere to be found.